The latest battle over teaching evolution in public schools is taking place in suburban Atlanta. This fall, the Cobb County School Board approved a policy that allows the discussion in science classes of other theories on the origin of the human species. Teachers are waiting for the new rules that will spell out exactly what that means. From Georgia Public Radio, Susanna Capiluto reports.
Fascination with the Darwinian theory of evolution encouraged Rex Librand to become a high school science teacher. But when he started his job at Harrison High in Cobb County a few years ago, he was warned not to teach evolution.
I was told, don't go there with a 10-foot pole, basically is what I was told by my department chair. They said that the parents would get, you know, enraged, they'd be upset.
Librand ignored the warning and says he has taught evolution without any interference from parents. But this summer, stickers were placed into Cobb County science books warning students that evolution is a theory and not a fact. And this fall, at a standing room only meeting, the school board adopted a policy that allows disputed views on the origin of life to be discussed in science classes. At that meeting, a network of Christian parents successfully convinced the school board that the stickers and the policy are necessary. One of them was Marjorie Rogers.
I'm excited that so many people have, had their thinking challenged. And I think it has promoted people not taking something just because it's written in a science book as fact and questioning it and looking into things a little more deeply.
The vote was unanimous. School board member Gordon O'Neill says the policy won't allow any form of religious instruction, but only fosters free expression.
We open up the full line of debate, and that is, I think, what our classrooms are for.
But biology teacher Wes McCoy, who teaches at North Cobb High School, is worried that the policy will harm the district's reputation.
I don't want college admissions officers to look at kids coming from our schools thinking that they've got less than an adequate science education.
George Stickle is the science coordinator for Cobb County Schools. He says evolution will still be taught, and the policy only reflects the county's strong religious values.
We're a very conservative community, and we've got lots of diverse world views, and we want to be indeed sensitive to student concerns.
In trying to avoid a court challenge, the school board drafted an intentionally vague policy. It spells out that evolution and not creationism is to be taught in Cobb County schools, all the while allowing for open class discussion on other views on the origin of the species. For biology teacher Rex Librand, the policy does more harm than good.
The way this policy seems to be worded opens Pandora's box, if you will, to creationism being taught in the schools. And at that point, I could no longer teach.
Librand and other teachers are waiting for the school board to issue guidelines on the new policy. They are expected to be released next month. Meanwhile, the American Civil Liberties Union is already challenging the warning stickers in court and will most likely attack the guidelines as well. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capiluto in Cobb County, Georgia.